We're going to continue with our study of the faithfulness of God. And we are going to look at our proper response. And one of those proper responses is that we should trust Him. We should trust in His wisdom and His direction. And we do that through His Word. Through studying His Word. Memorizing His Word. Meditating upon it.
默想他的话语,
most importantly,
最重要的,
obeying.
遵行,
now I want us to go to Jeremiah chapter 17. We'll read verses 5 through 9.
我们读5到9节。 耶和华如此说, 依靠人血肉绑臂, 心中离弃耶和华的, 那人有祸了, 因他必向沙漠的杜松, 不见福乐来到, 却要住在旷野荒诞之处, 无人居住的简地, 依靠耶和华, 以耶和华为可靠的, 那人有福了, 他必向栽在水边, 在河边扎根, 炎热来到, 并不惧怕, 叶子仍必清脆, 在干旱之年, 毫无挂虑, 而且结果不止, 人心比万物都诡诈, 坏到极处, 谁能识透呢?
Now in verse 5 he says, thus says the Lord.
第五节要说,
now every part of the scripture is inspired.
圣经的每一个部分都是神所默示的。
So, but when we hear, thus says the Lord,
但当我们听到圣经说耶和华如此说的时候,
it's not saying that this part is more inspired.
这不是说这一部分比别的更加蒙神默示。But
it's saying you really need to pay attention.
能说你必须要注意听。
You really need to listen.
你要注意聆听。
Now he says, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind.
他说, 依靠人血肉绑臂的是有祸了。
Now we have to be very careful with this.
我们要很谨慎啊，这里。
A believer is not cursed.
一个信徒不是被咒诅的。
A believer cannot be cursed of God.
因为一个信徒不可能在神面前有祸。
Because Jesus Christ bore our curse.
因为基督已经担当了我们的咒诅。
Now it says that cursed is every man who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law.
因为经上记着说, 凡不照着律法书上一切所记得去行的都是被咒诅的。
That's us.
这就是我们, 本来是我们。
But then it says,
再继续说,
that Christ was made a curse, became a curse in our place.
基督为我们成了咒诅。
So there's no such thing as a Christian coming under the curse of God.
所以没有真基督徒会在神的咒诅之下。
This is primarily talking about an unbelieving man in Israel who turns away from God and doesn't believe.
最主要讲的是一个不信的犹太人，他离弃了神了，他被咒诅。
Yet at the same time, we can see that even for us, it is a great warning.
同时我们可以看到，对我们基督徒而言，也是一个很大的警戒哦。
It is very displeasing to God. And it is very harmful to us. To do what?
要怎么样呢?
To trust in mankind.
信靠人血肉的绑臂,
now, we have to be careful about this. Many times when I'm teaching my children, we go through passages in the Bible about how evil men are.
我们会看一些经文看到人的败坏,
and about how we're not supposed to trust in men.
我们不应该信靠人。
But then I also take them to passages
但同时我也让他们看看另外一些经文,
where it talks about believing,
那些经文讲到要信靠,
trusting in men,
信靠人,
making an alliance,
跟人立约, 同盟,
and the point that's being made is this,
我们要讲的重点是,
it is not unbiblical to trust people.
不是说我们 信赖人就不合乎圣经了。
I mean, we couldn't even get married if we didn't trust our wives or our husbands.
如果我们真的不 信任丈夫妻子，我们连婚都不能结，对不对？
And not everyone's out there to do you evil.
因为不是世上所有的人 都是准备要害你的。
There are kind and good people.
有一些很好的善良的人。
But we must be extremely careful.
但是我们必须要非常谨慎。
Because there are also lying and deceiving people.
因为同时有很多骗子谎子。
Who will hurt you.
他们 会伤害你的。
But what this is talking about is,
这里所讲的乃是
that our ultimate trust must be in God.
最终极的我们的信靠是在神身上。
And not the strength of our flesh or the strength of someone else's.
不是人的血肉绑臂的力量，或是哪一个人，或者我们自己，或者别人都不能信靠。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Let's say that you feel like you need to be an electrical engineer.
譬如你认为你需要做一个电子工程师。
You need to trust in the Lord.
你需要信靠神。
You need to realize that the giftings and the abilities are it's necessary that the Lord is the one that helps you.
你需要知道你需要有这些恩赐，有些才干，主在帮助你。
Yet at the same time,
但同时呢，
you're not just going to lay in bed all day.
你不能够整天躺在床上啥都不干。
And not even sign up for the university.
甚至不去申请报名去上大学。
You're going to trust in the Lord.
是，你是要信靠神。
But you're also going to work with all the gifts he gave you.
你同时也要尽力地发挥他给你的恩赐。
And you're going to be disciplined.
你要有纪律。
And obedient.
你要顺服。
And in the end, when you get that degree,
最后当你得到了那个文凭
Someone says you did a great job.
人家说你真是真棒真好
Don't say no.
你不要说哎，这不是我不是我
That's just a super spiritual answer.
这是一个超级属灵的答案假谦卑
Say thank you.
你要说谢谢
Thank you.
谢谢
I did work hard.
我的确我努力了
But
但是
It was God.
是神
Who gave me my talent.
他给我恩赐
Gave me my strength.
给我能力才干
And trusting in him.
你要信靠他。
He's the one who did it ultimately.
终极的是他帮助了我。
And it even goes deeper than that.
比这个更深一层呢。
In this case, Israel was many times under attack.
在这个情况下，以色列常常受到别人攻击。
By different nations.
不同的国家、列邦在攻击他。
And they had to make a choice.
所以以色列人必须要做一个选择。
Are they going to trust exclusively in God?
或者他们完全的信靠神呢？
Are they going to trust in their own chariots and horses and warriors?
还是信靠他们的战士、马兵、车马？
Or are they going to try to make a deal with some other nation to help them?
或者他们跟其他一些国家同盟盟约来帮助他们。
In whom are they going to trust?
到底他们要信靠谁呢？
And most of the time they either trusted in themselves or they tried to make an agreement with some other nation to help them fight.
大多数情况他们要不就信靠自己要不就信靠那些帮助他们的国家那些列国。
And by doing that they demonstrated they really didn't trust in God.
因此呢他们显明了他们没有真正的信靠耶和华。
Now with you and I we're usually not at war with another nation.
你我通常没有跟别的国家在打仗。
And we don't call other people into alliance with us.
我们也不跟别人结盟一起啊。
But we can be very manipulative.
有时候我们会很会动手脚。
We try to figure out a way.
我们会自己想办法。
In our own strength.
靠着自己的能力。
Our own wisdom.
自己的智慧。
To get something done.
然后靠小聪明做一些事儿。
Instead of living a life of saturating our lives in the Word of God.
而不是过一个完全浸泡在神话语中顺服他的话语的生活。
And calling on God in prayer.
而且在祷告中呼求他寻求他。
Let me give you a funny illustration.
让我给你一个有趣的例子也许会有帮助。
My wife likes to cook.
我妻子很喜欢做饭。
She's a good cook.
她是个很好的厨师。
Now she never complains or asks me for things.
她从来不会埋怨或者问我一些问题她不会问我。
When I was, we bought this old log cabin and I fixed it up.
我们买了一个木房子我把它修理起来。
And I knew she would like to have one of those stoves that's stainless steel.
我知道她喜欢有一个不锈钢的炉子炉头。
And one of those refrigerators that, you know, looks stainless steel like a professional chef.
我也知道她喜欢拿一个不锈钢的冰箱，就像一个职业性的厨师一样啊。
Now they usually cost twice as much.
通常他们价钱很高的，两倍的价钱。
What would you do?
你该咋办呢？
Grab your credit card and go buy one.
你可以拿起你的信用卡去买一个嘛，对不对
？And then be in debt.
然后就欠债了，慢慢还咯。
What do you do?
那你怎么办
？Well, here's what I did.
你知道我怎么做
？I would go to Home Depot and Lowe's twice a week. They're hardware stores.
我会到一个五金商店的啊，对，去看一看，一个礼拜去看两次。那个显价商场。
And both of them have a place where if one of their stoves or refrigerators has a dent on it or a scratch, they sell it for like half price.
他们那个地方都有一个地方，就是如果有一些有损伤的一些家具，他就会卖半价。
So I would pray.
我就会祷告。
And go there.
然后就去了。
And over a period of about 6 months.
过了大概六个月之久呢。
I found a refrigerator.
我终于找到了一个电冰箱。
And I found a stove.
还找到了一个炉子。
That were almost in perfect condition.
几乎是完完全全没有任何损伤。
And they cost me a fraction of the price.
我只要花一点点钱就买到。
That may seem like a silly illustration to you.
也许这对你来说是一个很愚昧的例子。你看到没有？
Not going in debt.
我没有欠债。
Waiting upon the Lord.
我等候神。
Asking for his help.
我求他的帮助。
You see that?
你看到没有？
You could just run out and buy it.
你可以就去直接买一个，对不对？
And go in debt.
然后就欠债慢慢还。
Spend too much money.
然后花太多钱。
God even cares about little things.
神甚至会照顾我们的最小的需要。
I don't want you to think about trusting in the Lord for just these big events.
我叫你想的不仅是信靠神，你是大事上信靠。
I want you to think about trusting in the Lord in everything.
我们在一切所行的事上都要信靠。
Absolutely.
真是点点滴滴的小事都信靠他。
Oh, you can do it by yourself if you want.
你要做的话，你可以自己去做。
You can wait on the Lord.
或者等候神。
Be patient.
然后耐心等候他，默然依靠他，祷告他，寻求他。
You see?
看到没有？
In every aspect of our life.
我们生活的方方面面都要信靠。
In church, for example.
譬如在教会里。
You know, pastors want their church to grow.
牧师呢，当然盼望教会成长了。
So they find this book at the Christian bookstore.
他们就在基督教书店买一本书。
About how this leader made a church grow really big.
哇，这个牧师怎么样子使教会增长？
So you start implementing all his ideas.
你就开始去施行他的一些法则方法。
Many of which aren't biblical.
很多他的法则都不是按照圣经来的原则。
That bring in a lot of carnal people who don't get converted.
把很多属肉体的人都带到教会来。
What are you doing?
你在干什么？
Instead of trusting in prayer.
你不是在凭着祷告信靠神。
Instead of trusting in the simple proclamation of the word.
你也不是在信靠神的话语的传讲的大能。
Instead of just trusting in if we love one another, people will know we are disciples.
你也不是在信靠神的话说。我们如果彼此相爱，别人就可以认出我们是他的门徒来。
Instead of teaching the people in the church to reach out and evangelize wherever they are，
你也不是在教导神的百姓要去到处传福音给万民听。
You find some real clever ways to make the church big。
取而代之的，你想一些小聪明，一些办法。来叫教会突然增长。
And you're trusting in the arm of the flesh.
你其实是在信靠人的血肉的膀臂。
Now he says, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind.
这里说，耶和华说，依靠人血肉膀臂的有祸。
And makes flesh his strength.
而且心中离弃耶和华，他信靠人。
Literally, it's saying makes flesh his arm.
这里说，在这里像中文翻译啊，信靠人血肉膀臂。
In the Bible,
圣经里啊，
an arm represents someone's strength.
膀臂代表一个人的力量。
It's what they use to defend themselves.
他们用膀臂来防御。
Or to steady themselves.
或者来稳固自己。
Or to carry someone.
或者来揣抱哪个人。
It's when we trust in our own strength and our own abilities instead of trusting in God.
是当我们信靠自己的能力、自己的膀臂，而不信靠神。
Now, how do we trust in our own strength?
我们怎么信靠自己血肉的膀臂呢？
Whenever we step outside of Scripture,
当我们偏离了圣经的时候，
that's how we do it.
我们就靠自己了。
Whenever we find a way to supposedly do the will of God that's not prescribed in Scripture,
当我们离开了圣经来想要成全神的旨意的时候，就
I've heard preachers say this.
我听到些传道人那么说。
Well, if you want a big church,
如果你要教会增长，
you got to get a praise band.
你必须有一个敬拜团。
You got to get instruments.
你要有一个乐队。
You got to really have something that's amazing.
乐器这些奇妙的这些方法。
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, having good music.
你知道有好的音乐本身没错。
But it's wrong to think that that's going to make a church.
但你以为靠那个教会能够增长，你就错了。
Or to use that in order to draw people into your church.
或者利用乐队 来吸引人来教会，错了。
That's wrong.
就不对了。
That's trusting in the arm of the flesh.
那就叫做信靠人血肉的膀臂。
Now he said, and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord.
就说心中离弃耶和华，那人有祸。
I want to tell you something that,
我要告诉你啊。
Because of a lack of knowledge,
因为人的无知，
a lack of understanding scripture.
因为对神的话语的不认识。
There are many sincere Christians.
所以很多真诚的基督徒啊。
Who turn away from the Lord and they don't even know it.
他们心中离弃耶和华了却还不知道。
Never forget that the Lord is Lord.
不要忘了主永远是主。
He's sovereign.
他是主宰万有。
And as our sovereign king,
他是我们主宰的王，主宰万有。
He's given us commands.
他给了我们吩咐命令。
He's given us wisdom.
他给了我们智慧。
Precepts.
给了我们典章。
He tells us not only what to do.
他告诉我们不仅仅要做什么。
But the way he wants us to do it.
而且怎么去做。
When you ignore that,
当你忽略他律例的
in your own life,
你的生命当中忽略这些
or when you ignore that in the ministry,
或者在服事当中你忽略他法则
and you begin to do something else,
你就开始做别的事儿
even if you're doing it in the Lord's name,
就算你奉主的名在做这些事儿
you've turned away.
其实你已经离弃他
You see, you can't separate God from His commands.
你不能够把神和神的诫命分开
You turn away from His word.
当你偏离他的话语的时候
and you do what is right in your own eyes,
当你照着自己的意思在你眼中认为对的事在做的时候
you've turned away from the Lord.
其实你已经离弃了神了
Let's go on.
我们继续
Verse 6 For he will be like a brush, like a bush in the desert, and will not see when prosperity comes.
因为他必像沙漠的杜松不见福乐来到。
But will live in stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant.
却要住在旷野干旱之处，无人居住的碱地。
I've been in a lot of deserts.
我到了很多旷野去过。
And the only thing you see there are very dry bushes.
你在沙漠里头只看到一些干巴巴的一些杜松啊，一些。
There's a bunch of them.
有不少啊。
There may be hundreds of acres of bushes.
也许这上千里的都是这些杜松啊，小草这些荆棘，但它们是干巴巴的。
And they have no real fruit on them.
而且上面不能结果子。
I'm not against large churches.
我不反对大教会。
But I am against those large churches that become large by doing something other than what is prescribed in Scripture.
但是我反对那些靠着不合圣经的方法成为大教会的教会。
Because they gather a lot of bushes.
因为他们把很多杜松都聚集在一块。
But very few of them have fruit on them.
其中很少人会结果子的。
They're drawn by the entertainment.
他们是因着教会这些娱乐被吸引来。
They're drawn by maybe the personality of the preacher.
也许借着这个传道人的个性。
Or the cleverness of his speaking.
或者他的花言巧语，他的言语的美妙，他的才干被吸引来的。
Or they're drawn by just other people like them.
或者他们被同样的有身份的人被吸引来的。
Let me give you two examples.
让我给 给两个例子。
You know, sometimes, I've heard church planters say this.
有时候我听到一些建立教会的人说
I'm going to try to specifically reach the poor.
我要特别要得到那群贫穷的人。
Or another one says, I'm going to specifically try to reach the rich people in Toronto.
或者我要得到在多伦多的有钱人。
Or another one says,We're going to specifically reach out to the Chinese.
有些人说我们要抓住中国人。
Or we're going to specifically reach out to the African.
说的特别要抓住这些非洲人。
Do you know all of that is wrong?
这些方法都不对。
It's wrong.
都不对。
Why?
为什么?
When Paul describes the church in Colossians,
当保罗描绘哥罗西的教会的时候
he says,It was made up of all these people.
他说教会是什么样的人组成的
were in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国这些人啊
that normally hated one another.
这些人是彼此通常是彼此相恨的
but in the church they love one another.
但在教会里头他们彼此相爱
and they're in the church there were rich people.
在教会里头有有钱的
sitting right beside poor people.
坐在贫穷人旁边
and there wereYou know, these Jews sitting right beside these Greeks.
犹太人坐在希腊人旁边。
And these people are supposed to hate each other.
这些人应该本来彼此相恨。
But the Roman Empire is looking and going, they love each other.
但罗马帝国看，哎，怎么他们才坐在一起相爱？这简直神迹出现了。
You see, that's what the church is supposed to be.
你看，这教会应该这样。
Now, of course, we understand.
当然我们明白啊。
For example, in Toronto,
在多伦多，譬如
there are a lot of Chinese.
有很多中国人
who just only speak Chinese.
只能说中国话。
Or
或者
they feel comfortable in that.
所以他们觉得
there's nothing wrong with having a church that primarily has Chinese in it.
所以有一个以中国人为主的教会没问题，说话方便。但是
eventually,
最终啊。
If you stay here long enough,
如果你在这儿待得够长的话
and God's really working,
如果神在这儿动工的话
you won't just be Chinese.
你不可能成为一个纯粹中国人教会。
They say, what are all those Africans doing there with those Chinese?
那些非洲人跟中国人干嘛？黑人、白人、黄人一块。
Where do all those old white dudes come from?
那些白的傻瓜从哪来的？
Do you see what I'm saying?
你知道我在说
That's what demonstrates the power.
这个
Of the gospel. People that have nothing in common really with one another.
本来没有共同语言的人
But because of Christ, they've become family.
我们成了一家人
That's why, there's a church over in, Tel Aviv.
所以在 Tel Aviv 那个国家
In Israel.
在以色列有一个教会
And it's really neat.
很有趣
Because there are Jews in it.
教会里头有犹太人
And Arabs.
还有阿拉伯人。
And Palestinians.
还有巴勒斯坦人。
What's going on?
这是咋回事
They're supposed to be hating one another.
他们应该彼此打仗才对的。
Well, they don't.
但他们不打了。
Behold the power of God.
看啊神的大能。
You see that?
你看到没有
So we want to be very careful, don't we?
所以我们要非常谨慎对不对
We don't want to tell God, I'm going after this group of people.
我们不要告诉神我要得到这群人。
No, I'm going after everybody.
我要得到所有的人。
You see?Another thing
还有一件事
is I can tell a lot about a church when I go on its website.
当我看一个教会的网页的时候
Man, I get on that website,
我看到我就知道那个教会是什么样的教会
I just have to look at the front page.
我只要看它的首页就行了
You know what I see?
你知道我看到什么
On a lot of church websites.
很多教会的网站啊
I see this big picture.
我看到一个很大的照片
Of all these beautiful people.
哎呦都是美丽的人
They all look like models.
就像那个
And they're all like 30 years old.
30岁左右
And they're, you know, hugging one another.
大家彼此相爱拥抱哎呀哈利路亚
One day I went to my pastor.
有一次我去找我的牧师
And I said, why don't we have any beautiful people?
我们教会怎么没有那么漂亮的人呢
I mean, we'll have anybody like this. We don't have anybody like this.
我们教会没有这样漂亮的人怎么没有呢
And then, around that picture, you hear things like this.
在这个照片的周围，你听到这样的话。
Come join us.
来参加我们。
We are a loving,
我们是一个蛮有爱心的，肯定你的。
Non-judgmental,
不 论断人
community of people
一群人
who will accept you as you are
我们会照你本相接纳
you can even wear blue jeans
你可以穿牛仔裤来都没问题
that's wrong
不对不对
that's as wrong as it can be
这是错大了
why
为什么
first of all those beautiful people you got them out of clip art
那些美丽的人你是从那个艺术品里头剪下来的
But here's the problem.
问题在什么呢?
It's on page 16 of the website that you hear a little thing about Christ crucified.
只有在第十六页的他们的网站里头你才听到基督钉十字架。
When Paul wanted to evangelize Jews,
当保罗要传福音给犹太人
and when he wanted to evangelize Greeks,
或者要传福音给希腊人
it's like he took a poster.
就像他拿一个一张这个叫什么
And he wrote on it the most scandalous, unattractive thing he could have possibly ever said.
他会写在上面一些叫人最反感的最最最听不进的话
I preach Christ crucified.
我传讲基督并他钉十字架
That's my calling card.
这是我的吸引人的地方
I'm a member of a church.
我是一个教会的会员
that I really love,
我很喜欢那个教会
and I love the elders
我喜欢教会的长老
you know what I love about them the most
你知道我为什么喜欢他们
they refuse to let anything be an attraction in that church except for Jesus Christ crucified
因为他们不允许其他任何东西来吸引人除了基督并他钉十字架
they won't let the worship be an attraction
他们甚至不让敬拜来吸引人
And I already said we don't have any beautiful people, so that's not a problem.
我已经说了，我们当中没有什么美丽的人、漂亮的人，所以这不是问题啊。
They say we preach Christ.
他们说我们只传讲基督。
Christ crucified.
钉十字架的基督。
So on Sunday morning,
所以礼拜天早上
when you come to church,
当你来教会的时候
it's one service.
只有一堂聚会。
It begins
一开始呢
with 1 hour of corporate prayer.
就是一同的同心祷告。
People say, you can't do that.
有人说你不能
People are going to come to your church.
人家不会来
One hour of corporate prayer in your main Sunday service? 你
礼拜天的主要的聚会一开始就一个钟头祷告谁会来呢
Yeah.
就来
And then worship.
然后敬拜
Not a praise band doing the worship for you.
不是一个敬拜团代替你敬拜不
But worship.
那是你敬拜
Where the congregation is singing.
当会众一起唱诗赞美
And then an hour of exposition
然后一个钟头的解经讲道
And then a meal
然后吃饭
In which we fellowship with one another
在吃饭的时候我们彼此交接
All of us knowing that the center theme ought to be Christ
我们都知道我们的核心是基督
And they won't change it
他们不愿意改变任何形式
Christ will be the calling card here
基督才是吸引人的地方。
That's all.
唯独基督。
Do you see that?
看到吗
We have to be very careful. We think that we are trusting in God when in fact we're really trusting on being clever.
So, 我们要很谨慎。我们以为我们在信靠基督其实我们在靠自己小聪明自己的办法。
Now,
好
it says in verse 6 that those who...Do not trust in God. They will live in stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt and without inhabitants.
这里说那些不信靠神的人啊，像沙漠的杜松，没有福乐来到，就像住在旷野干旱之处，无人居住的碱地。
So they will not see prosperity.
所以他永远看不到福乐来到。
And I'm not talking about financial prosperity.
我讲的不是世上的成功发达，不是经济发达。
Talking about spiritual prosperity.
而是属灵里的福乐。
Spiritual life.
灵里的生命。
They won't see that.
他们看不到福乐来到。
And they'll be like someone living in a stony waste.
却要像一个住在旷野之处的。
A land of salt.
住在那个碱地的。
You take salt.
你拿那些盐啊。
Throw it out in your yard.
然后丢在你的后院。
And see what happens to the grass.
你看那个草会怎么样
There's not going to be any.
草就会干枯干了没草。
Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛俄摩拉就是如此。
Destroyed.
被毁了。
Lot's wife became like a pillar of salt.
罗德的妻子变成了一根盐柱。
Judgment.
神的审判
barrenness
那个荒芜之地、那个、
But here's the problem
问题在什么呢
If you're a clever enough spiritual leader
如果你是一个很聪明很聪明的一个属灵领袖
You can make it look like life
你可以把这个装扮成为很有生命的样子
You can
真的你可以
Get a super duper praise band
你可以找一个超级的赞美团
Get a bunch of people excited
然后把人都兴奋起来
About you
对你兴奋
Or about each other
或者彼此兴奋
Or about what God is doing in them to give them the best life now
或者叫他们因着神要给他们赐给他今生的美好的生命而兴奋
or get them a part of something
或者让他们参与一些什么活动
This is what has amazed me most about some Chinese churches
这是叫我最惊讶的有关一些中国教会啊
Pastors will get the people so busy
那牧师可以叫信徒忙忙碌碌的
building the church
来建立教会
That they can't even be biblical in their own home.
但他们自己的家却不合乎圣经。
They don't have time for their families.
没时间在家人身上。
And when I talk to them about the basic fundamentals of doctrine,
当我跟他们讲论信仰的最基本的基要道理。
Like, do you have assurance of conversion?
譬如你有没有得救的确据？
The answer is,
他们的答案是
well, I'm trying to do my best.
我尽力而为。我在努力。
See, everybody wants to be a part of something.
你看，每个人都想参与一些活动。
And you can make a religious organization that will really attract people.
你可以制造一个宗教团体，可以真正吸引很多人来，热闹。
And you can manipulate them.
你可以操纵他们。
With guilt.
叫他们觉得有罪疚感。
If you're truly a Christian,
如果你是个真基督徒
you're going to dedicate yourself to this church.
你就必须来这个教会。
You're going to serve.
你要服侍。
Well, yeah, we should be a part of a church.
当然我们应该参与教会，没错。
And yeah, we should serve.
是我们服侍主也没错。
But not to the neglect of all the other things God has commanded us to do.
但不能够忽略神所吩咐我们做的其他事情。
Like being good employees.
譬如做一个好的一个职工。
Biblical fathers.
做一个合乎圣经的父亲。
Biblical mothers.
做一个合乎圣经的妈妈。
Biblical spouses.
做一个合乎圣经的配偶等等。
And also just having a time of biblical rest.
或者有合乎圣经的休息安息
Now look at verse 7.
再看第七节、啊、
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
依靠耶和华耶和华为可靠那人有福了
Now look at this. And whose trust is the Lord.
看没有以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了
He's trusting in the character of God.
他在信靠神的属性。
Now, in one sense, we can point this out.
从一个角度我们可以指
出。He is not primarily trusting in the works of God.
他主要的不是在信靠神的作为。
But in the character of God.
乃是神的品格神的属性。
Now, what am I saying?
我在说什么呢?
Some people,
有些人啊,
their trust in the Lord,
他们在信靠神。
It's like this.
他们的信靠像什么呢?
I'm happy.
我很快乐。
Because I trust that the Lord is going to do exactly what I want him to do.
我相信神会成就我要他所做的事。
You see that?
看到没有?
That's not trust in the Lord.
其实他不是在信靠神。
Trust in the Lord is this.
信靠神乃是。
I don't know what the Lord's going to do.
我虽然不知道神会做什么。
But I know his character.
我知道他的属性。
And whatever he does,
不管他做什么,
it will be right.
都是美好的,都是正确的。
And therefore I can have peace.
因此我可以有平安。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
依靠耶和华的那人有福了。
And whose trust is the Lord.
以耶和华为可靠的那人真有福了。
You know, it's amazing.
你知道什么叫人惊讶吗?
Do you want to know when doubts really kind of start flooding in?
你知道什么时候困惑会压顶而来?
Not when you're a new believer like some of you.
不是像你刚刚信主的时候像你们当中一些人啊。不是刚刚信主。
You're an old guy.
乃是当你年纪大了。
You sit there and go, did I really do the right thing?
你开始怀疑，到底我做对了没有？
Am I really on the right path?
我走对路了没有？
Could I have done better?
我可不可以做得更好？
What? And that's when you say,
那个时候你就开始说，
I surely could have done better.
当然我可以做得更好。
But I know this.
但我知道，
I'm where I need to be.
我现在所在的地方是我该来的。
Not because I was so wise to be able to see every path I should be upon.
不是因为我那么有智慧，我知道我应该走哪条路，我什么都晓得，不。
But because
乃是因为
He promised to lead me.
应许了他要引导我，带领我。
A friend of mine told me this one time.
有一次我一个朋友告诉我。
Gosh, I was like 21.
那时候我大概我他说我哎呀我巴不得我现在21岁就好了。
And he said, Paul,
他说保罗啊。
I do not trust in your ability to hear God.
他说我不信任你能够听见神的声音。
But I do trust in God's ability to lead you even when you don't hear.
但我信任神可以带领，虽然你听不见他声音，我信任他仍然能够带领你。
When you see a group of sheep all in a place where they ought to be,
你看到一群羊在他们该在的地方。
You don't think to yourself, man, those are some smart sheep.
你不会说，哎呀，这群羊真聪明啊。
You think to yourself, man, that's a good wise shepherd.
你会想，哎呀，这个牧羊人真有智慧，对不对？
You see,In spite of all your faults,
尽管我们有那么多的缺点
all your failures,
失败
all your wrong decisions,
你做错那么多决定尽管如此
you're where you ought to be,
你现在来对地方
because of the shepherd,
因为牧者
that's guiding you,
在带领你
and will continue to guide you,
而且会继续带领你到底
you see that?
看到没有
I'm older.
我年纪比较大，所以
in one sense, I may be stronger than you.
从一个角度，我比你力气更大，我比你更强壮。
But it's not because I'm necessarily know more. It's not because I necessarily know more.
不是不见得是因为我认识知道更多。
But it's because
那是因为
maybe have a better sense of who he is.
也许我对神的认识更深刻一些。
It's like I really didn't get that much stronger over the 30 years.
就像这30年来我没有变得更强壮。
But I can see him more clearly.
但是我可以看他看得更清楚一些。
And he's a lot bigger to me now than he was 30 years ago.
他比30年前对我来说更加的伟大。
As a matter of fact, I have less confidence in me than I did when I started.
你知道我对我自己的自信比我起初要小得多了。
And I have more confidence in him than when I started.
对他的信心比我起初大得多了。
That's what's going to happen to you.
你也会这样。
Some of you who are young Christians,
你们当中有些年轻的基督徒，刚刚信主。
Think, man, I'm going to get more mature.
你会说我会越来越成熟老练。
Be able to know.
我就可以知道的更多。
It's going to be stronger.
我会越来越强壮。
Maybe more independent.
也许更加的独立。
You know, I'm not a baby. He doesn't have to hold my hand and lead me around.
你知道不再是个小婴孩，他没有必要牵着我的手到处带着我跑了。
That's not what's going to happen.
不，其实不会这样。
As you grow,
当你成长的时候
you're just going to keep seeing that you're weaker and weaker than you ever imagined.
看到你越来越软弱，比你想象的更软弱。
And you're going to see that he is greater and greater and greater than you ever imagined.
而且你会看到他这么伟大，越来越伟大，超越你能够所求所想。
And at the end of your days,
当你到了人生的终点的时候
you're going to be like Jacob.
你就会像雅各一样
leaning on your staff.
扶着他的杖头
and worshiping.
敬拜他。
Now, if there ever was a wild man, it was Jacob.
如果有一个野人的话呢，肯定是雅各。
I mean, all he did was make bad decisions.
你知道他一生做的一切都是错误的决定。
I mean, he messed up.
你知道他真是留下一大堆烂摊子。
But God got Jacob exactly where he wanted him to be, didn't he?
但是神在最后把雅各带到他该去的地方。
He'll do the same to you.
同样的，他也会为你成全这样的事。
He will get you there.
他也会把你带到终点。
Now you may be more beat up when he does than you should have been.
也许你会也是一个烂摊子，一团糟。
But you will get there.
但是你一定会回家的，到家的。
That's why you need to trust in Him.
所以你需要信靠他。
Look at verse 8.
看第八节。
For he will be like a tree planted by the water.
他必像树栽于水旁。
That extends its root by a stream.
在河边扎根。
And will not fear when the heat comes.
炎热来到并不惧怕。
But its leaves will be green.
叶子仍必青翠。
And it will not be anxious in a year of drought.
在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
Nor cease to yield fruit.
而且结果不止，不断结果。
You know what's amazing?
你知道什么叫人惊叹吗？
In the times where it seemed that I was most fruitful.
在我人生似乎最结果子最多的时候，似乎。
They were also the same times when I was going through the worst trial.
同时也是我人生经历最低谷的时候。
Thinking I'm in a desert.
我以为我在旷野里。
I'm under attack.
我在受人攻击，被人。
And yet at the same time being most fruitful.
但同时也是我结果子最多的时刻。
Now, look at verse 8.
你看第八节。
Does it remind you of anything?
这个叫你想起哪一段经文呢？
If it doesn't, you're in trouble.
如果你想不起来，你就有问题了。
And you're going to flunk if it doesn't remind you of something.
你考试不及格了，如果你想不起的话。
Are you getting scared?
怕不怕？
Should I make each of you stand up and say what it reminds you of?
我要不要叫你每个人站起来，叫你想起？
Wouldn't that be terrible?
那就吓人了。
But look at verse 8.
好，看看第八节。
He will be like a tree planted by the water.
他必像树栽于水旁。
Psalms 1:3, just listen.
诗篇第一篇第三节。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
That extends its root by a stream.
在河边扎根。
Planted by streams of water.
在溪水旁。
We see almost the same thing in Psalms 1.
几乎跟诗篇第一篇一模一样，对不对？
Okay. But now here in Jeremiah 17, it's talking about trust.
在这里啊，耶利米十七章在讲的是信靠。
But in Psalms 1,
诗篇第一篇呢？
The same description is used.
同样的形容，对不对？
With regard to the man who meditates upon the law of God.
但讲的是那个昼夜思想耶和华。
Upon the word of God.
在思考神的律法，
So, do you see the connection?
你看这两者之间的关系吗？
Without the word,
没有神的律法，神的话语，
you can't trust.
你就不能信靠他。
Because you don't even know what to trust in.
因为你不知道你要信靠什么。
You see, the man or the woman who meditates upon the law of God.
你看那个弟兄或姊妹，他在昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
In this context, it means the entire counsel of God, the word of God.
神的律法指的是整个神的全备的。
The person who feeds on the word of God.
就是那个不断的思取神话语的营养。
Will know who God is.
他就会认识神是谁。
And be able to trust Him more.
就能够越来越信靠他。
And will know what God has promised.
也就知道神的应许是什么。
To be able to trust Him more accurately.
就可以越精确的信靠他。
And so we see almost identical things in Psalms 1 and Jeremiah 17.
是诗篇第一篇跟耶利米第十七章，我们看到是平行的，几乎一模一样。
Now it says he will be like a tree planted by the water.
他说他会像一棵树栽于水旁。
You talk, I mean, if you really want to understand this passage, get in an airplane and fly over a desert.
如果你真要明白这段经文，你就上飞机，然后飞过一个沙漠地。
The desert in Peru is gigantic.
在秘鲁的沙漠是一片荒地。
And when you fly over it,
当你飞过去的时候，
it's amazing.
很令人惊叹啊。
You just see desert.
你看的就沙漠。
And then you look down.
然后你往下看。
And it looks like a string or a thread.
你就看到一个像一条河一样，或者一条线一样。
Bright green.
是绿的，碧绿的。
Winding its way through the desert.
在荒沙漠里头。
It's like a thread.
就像一根线啊。
But it's as green as it can be.
但是绿的不得了，碧绿的。
What do you know?
你知道什么？
You know this.
你知道。
There's a stream of water running there.
哎，有一条河从中间。
And everything around it is green.
一切河旁的一切都是绿色。
That's what it's talking about.
这讲的就是。
Now listen to me.
好，注意听啊。
Apart from the word of God.
除了神的话之外。
You're just looking at a desert.
你看的都是荒漠。
That's it.
一片荒漠。荒野。
But a man or a woman who saturates their life in the Word of God,
但是一个弟兄或姊妹, 他浸泡在神的话里头,
even if they're in the middle of a desert,
就算他在沙漠当中,
they will be green.
他们也会变绿。
You take and you dig your roots deep into God's Word.
你把你的生命深深地扎根在神的话语中的时候,
it says about the tree planted that extends its roots by a stream.
所以说在河边扎根啊。
It's not, those roots aren't content to just get near the stream where the water, where the ground is moist.
那个根不仅仅是靠近河, 靠近那个比较有湿土的那个土地里。
But it just keeps pushing,
继续地往前推进,
to go deeper,
推进越来越深,
and to break out into that water.
要进到那个水里头去,
and then once it touches the water, it's not enough.
碰到水还不够啊,
then it's going down,
就开始往下扎根,
and going deep,
越来越深。
So that no matter what pulls at it,
不管任何东西来,
its roots aren't coming out of that water. You can do a lot to a tree.
你可以对树做很多,
you can cut off its limbs.
你可以把它的树干,
you can cut it down to the ground this far.
你可以把它几乎连根砍掉。
But if its roots remain healthy,
但只要它的根是健康, 还在的话,
they're well watered,
只要有水继续,
that tree is going to keep growing.
这个树还会长起来,
and it will come back.
又会春风吹又生。
Now, he says, and will not fear when the heat comes.
他说, 炎热来到并不惧怕。
The tree is not afraid of heat.
一棵树不怕炎热。
Why?
为什么?
Because its roots is in the water.
因为它的根扎在水里头。
Doesn't matter how hot it gets.
不管多么的炎热,
as long as those roots are in the water, it's going to be doing fine.
只要根在水里, 没问题。
I love this, is kind of a little bit different, but I love this illustration by Charles Spurgeon.
啊, 这是斯布珍给一个例子啊, 虽然有点不同的,
he says that we are the body.
他们说我们是身体啊,
Christ is the head.
基督是元首。
He said if a man is swimming,
如果有人在游泳的话,
his entire body can be under the water,
他整个身体可以在水里头,
but he's going to be okay,
但他没问题,
as long as his head is above the water.
只要头在水面上,
and Christ's head is always above the water.
基督我们的元首总是在水面。
So even if we're under the water,
就算我们下水,
thinking we're going to drown,
以为我们要淹死了,
we're not going to drown,
我们死不了,
because the head's above the water.
因为头在水面上,
you see that?
看到没有?
And if we're reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God,
如果我们在读神的话语, 研读神的话,
our roots are going to be in the water.
我们的根就在水里面,
and our leaves will be green.
我们的叶子也会常青。
You know, it can be cool outside.
No, 外头也许寒冷,
and the leaves are brown.
但是那些叶子却是土黄色。
Because the roots of the tree have no water.
因为根没有水了，叶子就黄了。
But if those roots are in the water,
只要根在水里,
it can be 110 degrees outside.
外头也许热得不得了。
And those leaves are going to be green.
叶子照样青翠。
That's what he's trying to teach us.
这是他在教导的。
It will not cease to bear fruit.
而且结果不止。
God has ordained that we be fruitful.
神已经命定我们要结果子。
You say, well, I want to be more fruitful.
你说我愿意结果子更多。
Well, there's nothing stopping you.
没有任何事情在拦阻你结果子。
What do I do? What ministry do I get in?
我该怎么办? 我该怎么服侍?
No, you don't need to get in anything.
没必要参与任何活动。
Here's what you do.
你该做什么呢?
Start spending more time in the Word and prayer.
开始花更多的时间好好读经祷告。 你要借着神的话语来滋养，被神的话语喂养。
You don't have to worry about fruit.
你就不用担心结果子。
You don't even have to think about fruit.
根本想都不用想，什么结果子，不用想。
Really?
真的吗？
You ever see, go by an apple orchard?
你看着一个苹果树在一个苹果园里头。
Do you see like apple trees going like this?
你有没有看到苹果树在那儿？
I don't know if I'm going to bear fruit.
哎呀，不知道该怎么结果子。
I'm so nervous about this.
好紧张啊，果子出不来。You
ever see that?
有没有见过这样的苹果子？
If you're seeing that, you need to come to me for counsel.
如果你见过这样的树，你来，我来辅导你吧。Or
do you ever go by an apple tree and it's like groaning?
或者你经过一个苹果树在那儿。
You don't see that.
你有没有见过这样苹果树？真的。
You don't see it.
见不到。
They bear fruit.
他们就
结果。Why?
为什么？
Because they're apple trees.
因为他们是苹果树。
That's what apple trees do.
苹果树的目的功用是结果的。
There's only one concern they've got.
他们只有一个关怀的事。
Water.
水。
I get water.
只要我有水。
That's what I'm worried about.
我只担心有没有水。
I'm not worried about bearing fruit.
我不担心有没有果子。
I'm worried about water.
我只要有水就行了。
And you see, especially young people, they want to be used of the Lord.
尤其是年轻人，他们盼望被神重用。
And they've got these silly people directing them.
但是有那些愚昧的人在带领他们。
You need to get in this and do this and be a part of this.
你要做这个啊，参加这个活动，参加那个活动。
Well, you may need to get, you need to join a ministry. I don't know.
当然，没错，也许你需要参加一个服事。
But it won't do you any good.
但是对你没有益处。
What you need to concern yourself with is this.
你真正需要关心的乃是。
Getting your roots deep in the water of God's word.
你的根要深深扎在神的话语中。
And you will bear fruit.
你就自然会结果子。
You know, I have to look at a lot of ministries around the world.
你知道，我必须看世界上很多不同的服事啊。
And I tell you what, some ministries just kill their missionaries.
你知道，有一些服事把他们的传教士给扼杀了。
They just kill them.
把他杀了。
How do they kill them?
怎么扼杀他们生命？
Missionary has to make a report.
传道人。
Every month.
每个月宣教士必须要有个报告。
How many people were converted?
多少人得救。
Which basically means how many raised their hands, how many prayed a prayer.
基本上就是多少人举手，多少人觉知，做觉知祷告。
And if your numbers are down, you got to get your numbers up.
如果你的数目下去了，你必须要提高身
上。As though the missionary had power to control that?
就好像传教士有那个能力了。来控制这些。
We never do that.
我们没有这样的能力。
Never.
千万不要这样做。
Here's what I want to know.
我要知道的是。
How much time are you spending in the Word?
你花多少时间在神的话语中。
How much time are you spending in prayer?
你花多少时间祷告。
You feel like you're growing in conformity to Christ?
你认为你越来越像耶稣基督的形象，你在成长吗？
And in that, are you loving people?
你是否爱人更多呢？
Reaching out to people.
是否在赢得人呢？
Tell me how you're doing that.
告诉我你在这些方面做得怎么样？
See the difference?
看到这两者之间的不同吗？
That's the difference.
大有不同。
Because I know if they're getting their roots down deep in the Word, they're going to be fruitful.
我知道，只要他们在神的话语中扎根的话，他们一定会结果子。
Now let's just run over to Psalms 1.
好，再看诗篇第一篇了，翻过去看一下。
It says, how blessed is the man, verse 1, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
好，这是有福的人。第一节，不从恶人计谋，不占罪人道路，不坐邪门人座位。
Now, if you want to be fruitful,
如果你要结果子,
it's not only that there are certain things that you must do.
不仅是你要去做一些事, 正面的。
My dear friend, listen to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请听啊。
There are certain things you must avoid.
还有一些事你必须要避开负面的。
It doesn't matter if I take a bath every hour, if immediately afterwards I jump in a sewer every hour.
就算我每个钟头洗个澡，但我马上就跳到粪坑里头，那无济于事。
It doesn't matter.
一点用处都没有。
So it's not just positively filling your mind with the Word of God.
不仅仅是正面的，让你的思想充满神的话语。
It's also
同时也是
eliminating those things in your life that are fountains of falsehood and unbelief.
把那些错误的跟不幸的泉源，那些不好的东西从你生命中除掉，负面。
You see, words have power.
你知道，言语有能力的。
Thoughts have power.
思想也有能力的。
Truth has power.
真理有能力。
Lies have power.
谎言也有能力。
So you don't want to read things and watch things that are direct attacks on your faith.
你不要看或者读一些对你的信仰攻击的东西。
You don't want to be around people that are constantly direct attacks on you growing with Christ.
你也不要靠近那些成天攻击你信仰反对你信仰的人。
So before you think about delighting in the law, you need to think about what you shouldn't delight in.
所以当你在你想到怎么样子在耶和华喜爱耶和华律法之前，你先要想到怎么样子避开那些叫你不喜悦他话语的东西。
And you've got even sometimes to eliminate even some good things from your life.
甚至你生命中一些好事儿，你也要避开。
Because they're just becoming too important.
因为这些事占据了你。
And they're taking over.
而且变得太重要。
Now, it goes on.
好，继续。
Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
第二节，唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
Now here's a good question I ask myself.
这是一个我常常问自己的好问题。我也问你啊。
Is your delight in the law of the Lord?
你是否喜爱耶和华的律法？
If you say yes,
如果你说是的，
then I can only assume you're meditating in that law day and night.
那我就想你也一定在神的律法中昼夜思想，对不对？
Because if you're not,
如果你不是这样的话，
then you're not delighting in the law as much as you think you are.
你就没有真正喜爱神的律法，像你所想象的一样。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
It's one thing to say it.
你嘴巴说是一回事。
It's another thing to see if it's really a reality.
但是否在你生命中是个事实，是另一回事。
Now, I say that.
我这么说。
And it's true.
是真的。
It's true.
真的。
But here's what I want you to say.
但我要你说。
I've been teaching for many years.
我教导很多年了。
And studying the Bible for many years.
学习神的话语有很多年。
And sometimes,
有时候啊，
I'm really tired too.
我也会疲惫灰心。
And sometimes I should study the Word more than I do.
有时候我应该更多的考察神的话语。
And sometimes I sit there and go, man, what are you doing?
有时候我坐在那，我说你，
You wasted this time.
你又浪费时间，你在干啥你？
So what I want you to see is I don't want to pretend to be something I'm not.
我要你看到是我不愿意假装成为一个我不是的人。
We all struggle sometimes.
我们都有挣扎，对不对？
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以告诉你啊。
The more that we give ourselves to knowing God's word.
我们越投入认识神的话。
The more we're changed by it.
我们就越被神的话语
更新改变。The more fruitful we're going to be.
我们就会越多结果子。
Now,And in his law, he meditates day and night.
在他的话语中，他昼夜思想。
Now, I find it really hard to memorize and meditate.
我发觉要记住神的话，默想神的话不容易啊。
While I'm talking to you.
尤其当我在教导你的时候，我没法默想。
Now, why do I say that?
为什么我那么说呢？
Because I don't want to put some super spiritual presentation in front of you.
因为我不愿意把一个超级属灵的讲章给你。
None of us, you know, 24 hours, you know, Paul Washer meditates on the law of God even when he's sleeping.
没有一个人24小时，保罗华许。
Yeah, that's what I heard. Someone told me.
都在默想神的话，有人跟我讲了，哇，他可属灵了。
No, that's not true.
不可能的。
I do hope that I'm trying to be faithful studying God's word.
我当然盼望我能够忠心的不断的考察神的话语，默想他的话。
It's just the idea that really the word of God has the major place.
这里要讲的是神的话语是最重要的。
In your thoughts and decision making.
在你的思想中，你的决定中。
And you're seeking to grow in it.
你在神的话语中不断的成长，这是最重要的。
You see that?
看到吗？
And then there's also times.
也有些时候。
We should never take a break from the Word of God.
我们从来不能休息不读神的话了。
But,
但
if you were with me in my house,
如果你跟我住在我家里啊，在我家里头，
you would see that we study the Bible together.
你会看到我们一起读圣经。
You would see that we pray together.
我们一起祷告。
But you would also see this.
你也会看到。
We watch funny movies that make us laugh.
我们会看一些很有趣的电影。
We play practical jokes on each other.
我们彼此谈笑风生。
We do all kinds of crazy things.
我们全家会做一些疯狂的事儿。
And I'm liable to talk with you about something in the scriptures.
我可能会跟你讲一些有关圣经的事儿。
Or something that's just silly.
或者讲一些很好玩的事儿。
Something that's just fun.
那些有趣的事儿。
You know, Patrick and Larry and everybody, they know I'm half out of my mind most of the time.
我们真正认识他的人呢，都知道保罗华许是个半个疯子。
Can't stop telling jokes and things like that.
天天就讲笑话。
So the reason why I'm telling you that
我之所以告诉你这个,
is because a man who loves God, a woman who loves God,
因为一个真正爱神的弟兄或是姊妹啊,
and loves his word,
他喜欢他的话, 喜爱他的律法,
is not some Pharisee that's just wanting to kill everything in you that doesn't look like the Bible.
这不是一个法利赛人要把一切不合乎圣经从你生命中斩尽杀绝，不是这样的死板板的人。Super
spirituality is deadly.
你知道，超级属灵是
horrible,
致命的，会害人的，很可怕。
We're not called to walk around judging or making everybody's life miserable.
神没有呼召我们到处论断这个论断，叫别人都日子不好过，不是的。
Remember one time a guy walked up to me and said, "Brother Paul, that was a wonderful sermon."
我记得有个弟兄来，保罗弟兄，您讲道讲得很好。
And I said, "Thank you."
我说感谢主。
And this guy, this young guy, looks at me.
那年轻人看着我，
goes, "How dare you?"
你怎么敢？
I rebuke you.
我责备你。
I said, "What's wrong with you?"
我说你咋回事儿你？
I mean, really, what is wrong with you?
你怎么回事儿你？
Did you want me? That young believer came up to me and thanked me for the sermon.
那个年轻的信徒来谢谢我讲的道。
And there were 20 people around.
大概有20人。
Did you want me to rebuke him in front of everybody?
你要我当着20个人来责备他吗？
Did you want me to say something really spiritual?
你要我说一些很属灵的话吗？
Like, "Don't thank me, thank God."
你别感谢我，你感谢神就行了。
And humiliate the kid? Is that what you wanted me to do?
你知道，都是孩子。
That kid knew.
这个孩子知道。
When he said thank you.
当他说谢谢的时候。
That the only reason I can even talk is because of God.
我之所以能够讲出道来，是因着神的恩典。
He wasn't attacking God.
他不是在。
He was just being normal.
他不过是很正常的人。You
need to try it sometime.
你也需要试试看。You
see what I'm saying?
你看到没？
So you ought to be the type of person who can read the Bible all day.
你需要做一个能够成天读圣经的人。Yet
at the same time,
同时呢,
be pleasant with people who don't read the Bible at all.
对那些不读圣经的人，也要对他们很友善。
You should be able to be someone who can fast and pray.
你应该做一个能够禁食祷告的人，但同时，and
yet when someone comes up to you and says, "I don't pray at all,"
当有人来找你说，哎呀，我祷告不下去啊。You
can sit down and go.
你可以坐下来，然后说，
"Okay, look, here's what you need to do."
你看，你应该怎么做啊？
How much are you praying every day?
你每天花多少时间祷告啊？
Zero.
嗯嗯嗯，一分钟都。
Okay.
好。
Understand that?
明白。
Here's what I want you to do.
我要你做什么呢?
Tomorrow,
明天,
I want you to pray 5 minutes.
你祷告5分钟,
can you do that?
你办得到吗?
Pray for me.
为我祷告,
just pray for 5 minutes.
5分钟就够了。
And then,
然后呢?
I want you to do that this week.
这个礼拜你怎么做?
And I want you to talk to me.
然后来你报告,
let's see if we can start learning how to enjoy prayer. Do you see that?
享受祷告, 你看到没有?
You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be kind to one another.
你知道圣经说彼此要温柔，要温柔相待。
Kind.
温柔。
But now here's the big question.
那问题是，
what does that mean?
什么意思？
I mean, what does it really mean?
到底温柔相待什么意思？
If you want to ruin a lot of sermons,
如果你要毁掉很多的讲道，
after the preacher tells you to do something,
当传道人告诉你做一件事之后，
ask him how.
你问他怎么做?
And when he can't explain it,
那解释不了的时候呢?
Like, be kind.
你要对他温柔一点。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊?
What means be kind?
温柔就温柔嘛。
No, I mean, what does it mean?
到底什么意思啊?
And I'm saying this because I've been telling you, you need to read the word, you need to pray, but I don't want you to become super spiritual, judgmental, and mean.
我跟你讲。 Okay. Okay.
Let me say that again.
I say it again. One, okay. One sentence.
I'm saying all of this
我说那么多,
because I've been telling you to read your Bible and pray.
因为我告诉你要读经要祷告,
but I don't want you to become super spiritual.
但我不要你成为超级属灵,
judgmental,
成天论断人,
and mean.
然后就对人很,
I want you to be kind.
我要你温柔。
If you're really studying the Bible, you're going to become kind.
如果你真正在学习圣经,
now,
你会越来越温柔。 什么意思呢?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
我告诉你,
you're going to like this.
你会喜欢的。
It says in the Bible, be kind to one another.
圣经说彼此温柔相待啊。 温和。
You know when Jesus said,
你知道当耶稣说
My yoke is easy,
我的担子是轻省的
My burden is light,
我的轭是容易的。
The word there is actually kind.
那个容易就是温柔的。
What? Your yoke is kind?
你的担子轻省，轭是温柔的。
What he's saying is,
他的意思是
if you're following me,
如果你跟随我的话
It's going to be in a, even though you'll suffer,
就算你在受苦,
it's not going to be this heavy, horrible burden.
不是一个重,沉重的不得了的,要你死的一个重担。
It'll be, in a sense, delightful.
从一个角度,这是一个叫你欢愉
的。If you're truly following him,
如果你真正在跟随他的话,
and understanding his grace,
明白他的恩典的话,
and his love,
他的爱的话,
you may pass through persecution,
也许你会经历,
but that yoke,
但那个、但
It's not this burden of something that bruises and bloodies your neck.
那个轭不会叫你的脖子血淋淋的，不会的。
His yoke doesn't weigh you down.
他的轭不会叫你被压下去。
It actually lifts you up.
相反的，会叫你被举起来。
It's easy.
因为是温
柔。Do you know what a kind person is?
你知道一个温柔的人什么样的人
？He's easy.
他很平易近人。
He's easy to be around.
他很容易相处。
You're not afraid.
你不用怕他。
He's not going to rip your head off.
他不会把你头给咬掉。
He's not going to rebuke you immediately in front of everybody.
他不会当着众人责备你。
He's not going to be looking at you.
他不会总是看。
Trying to find something.
然后挑你毛病，鸡蛋挑骨头。
Sometimes people have come up.
有时候
theological events.
在一些神学的大会上来啊
，You know the young guns, the young guys,
年轻的那些
，They're going to prove their point.
那些神学家他们要证明。
They'll ask me a question.
他就我问你一个问题好吗
？And I'll start answering.
我就开始回答了。
And then I'll stop.
然后我就停下来。
And I go stop it.
我说停下来。
Stop it right now.
现在就停下来。
And they go what? Stop it.
停下来。
You know what you're doing.
你知道你在干什么。
While I'm talking,
当我在讲话的时候
you're just looking for any error you can find.
你正在鸡蛋里头挑骨头。
I've seen that face before.
我看过这样的面孔。
You can tell the truth.
你可以传讲真理。
But you're easy to be around.
不但如此，你是一个平易近人的人。
See that?
看到没有，容易相处的。
You're not a burden.
你不是别人的重担。
When people really get to know you, you're not scary.
当别人真正认识你，你不是叫别人害怕的，敬而远之的。
And that's with believers.
这就是一个信徒。
We ought to be easy to be around.
信徒应该是很好相
处。Even though they may say, "Man, that guy preaches the truth."
也许别人会说，哎，他这个人传讲真理。
And man, he gets up in front of a bunch of people, it might be scary.
他站起来讲道的时候很吓人的。
But when he comes down and talks to you,
但是当他下台跟你面对面讲话
，Man, I didn't think he was like this at all.
我都不认为他从前，我不晓得他是这样子的。
He's kind of funny.
他很好玩的。
So that you see.People know you will tell them the truth, but they're not afraid.
你知道认识你的人知道你在讲真理的，但他们不怕你。
And then there's lost people.
还有那些失落的人。
They don't know the Lord.
他们不认识主。
They don't need someone walking around telling them their dress is too short.
他们没必要说你的裙子太短了，什么没必要有人成天指指点点。
Or you shouldn't have that tattoo.
或者你不应该有这样的刺青。
Now.Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
And I think we're just going to have one sermon tonight because I'm about to wear this old man out.
我想我只讲一篇道，因为他快要累坏了，我也累坏了。
Here's, I was at a cafe a few months ago, a while back.
几个月之前，我在一个餐厅吧。
Me and some theologians.
我遇到几个神学家。
And the lady, the girl that was waiting on us.
那个 waitress, 那个。服务生啊
She had this kind of, you know, like spaghetti strap shirt on.
因为她 spaghetti,
well, kind of a little t-shirt on.
她穿着一个短短的一个 t-shirt.
She's real athletic.
就是非常运动员型的。
And starting right here.
从这里开始啊。
Was this tattoo.
身上就刺青。
All the way down her arm to the end of her finger.
整个手一直到手指头都是刺青啊。
And as I was sitting there,
那我坐在那时候,
I was watching.
我在看,
you could see, man.
你可以看得出来。
And those theologians were looking at her.
那些神学家都看着她。
What's happened to our society?
我这个社会堕落到什么地步?
I thought, boy, this is going to be fun.
我说，哎呀，真好玩，真好玩。
So she comes over and she says,
然后她来了,
Would you like a cup of coffee?
你愿意喝咖啡吗?
I said, there's something else I'd like first.
我说，我首先我还要问个问题。
She said, what?
我说什么问题?
I said, that tattoo's amazing.
哇，你身上那个刺青。
What is?
太叫人惊叹了。
I mean, I've been looking at your arm and I can't figure it out.
我一直在分析啊，到底什么意思？
And she looked at me and she goes,
她说,
uh-huh? Really?
真的吗?
Yeah.
真的。
And she goes like this. 她说, or pretend that Larry's me.
哦，假装我是他。
She goes, look. And I thought the theologians were just going to pass out on the floor.
我以为那些神学家都会昏倒。
Look at this.
你看，你看。他在我面前。
I'm like, okay.
我说好。
She said, see this mountain?
你看到你看这个山吗
said, yeah. Oh, it's a mountain, okay.
哦，这是山哦，原来是山。
Yeah, I see it.、She goes, I hike.
我喜欢爬山，登山。
That's the first mountain I hike.
这是我爬的第一座山。
And then I go, what is that one?
这个什么意思啊？
She goes, oh, that one, I did this there.
她说我做这个。
How high is it? You know, how high is that mountain?
这个山多高？
How long did it take you?
你花多长时间呢？
So we sit there for 10 minutes talking about her arm.
我们坐下来讲了十分钟，讲了她这个手是什么意思。
And by now the theologians are passed out on the floor.
那时候神学家一个个都昏倒。
Are there tweeting saying Paul Washer has fallen from the faith?
或者他们在传信息啊，说保罗华许已经堕落了。
I thought he was really spiritual. I thought he would rip her arm off.
我以为他们会把他的手给
But you know,
割下来。
What I found out is this.
你知道我发现什么吗？
First of all,
首先呢,
I want to talk to people.
我愿意跟人谈话。
Because when you do, they become human.
因为当你跟人谈话的时候，他们就变成人了。
That's real important.
很重要，有人性了。
Then I found out if you really care about what people care about.
然后我发现，如果你真正关心别人所关心的事的时候，
they will listen to you.
他们就会听你讲话。
They will.
真的。
So as we're growing in the faith,
当我们在信仰中不断成长的时候，
I hope that you will be truly spiritual.
我巴不得你真正的属灵。
Your convictions may become a lot stronger.
你的里头的信念会越来越强。
You may even become much more strict.
也许你会变得在某些事上你变得越来越严格严谨，对不对？
But Jesus said,
但耶稣说，
A bruised reed he would not break.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And a smoking flax he would not snuff out.
像残的灯火他不吹灭。
And as God has given you time to grow,
既然神给你时间慢慢成长，
then you ought to do the same for everyone else.
你也应该给别人空间。
And if you've become a new believer,
如果你成了个新的信徒，
You're invited to a family gathering.
人家邀请你去参加他们家庭里的一个聚集。
And, you know, everyone is, you know, it's your family.
人人都是你的家人了。
Grandparents and uncles and aunts and everything.
都是
They're all there.
都是亲友家人，舅舅舅妈，爷爷奶奶都是。
And they're all really happy.
他们都很快乐，一家人。
They've been drinking a little too much.
喝酒喝多一点点。
And they're dancing.
他们开始跳舞了。
And all this other stuff.
突然之间。
They don't need you to walk in there.
他们不需要你进到他们当中。
And rebuke all of them.
责备他们。
They don't need that.
不需要。
They don't.
真的。
It's not going to send them to heaven.
你责备他们不会把他们带到天堂去。
You need to start praying.
你需要为他们祷告，开始祷告。
And you need to be kind.
你需要对他们温柔。
And loving.
而且有爱心。
And talk to people.
而向人说话。
And some are going to know that you're a Christian.
其中有些人会知道你是基督徒。
So you know what they're going to do?
你知道他们会干什么？
They're going to test you.
他们会考验你。
They're going to try to push you.
他们会故意推你一把。
Don't allow it. Don't get into an argument.
不，别跟他们吵。
I've had them do this to me. So, what do you think about my drinking?
你怎么看我的喝酒啊?
I said I don't think about your drinking.
我考虑这个问题，我说。
Well, aren't you a preacher?
你不是个传道人吗?
Yes, I am.
是，我是传道人。
Do you want to know what I preach?
你想知道我传讲是什么吗？
Preach about what God did for us in Christ.
我传讲的是。
You want to hear about it?
神在基督里为我们做了什么？你想听听吗？
What about my drinking?
那我喝酒呢？行不行？
Uncle, you've got an over preoccupation with asking people about your drink.
酒，你成天讲喝酒喝酒。
I don't care.
我不关心这些事。
I want to tell you what God did.
我只想告诉你神为你做什么。
Because getting them to all put away their liquor is not going to get them to heaven.
因为叫他们停止喝酒不会把他们带到天上去。
Me demonstrating mercy and grace.And using every opportunity to share with them the gospel.
每个机会传福音给他们听。
See, that's what matters.
这才是重要的。
So if you're really walking with Christ,
所以如果你真正与基督同行啊，
carnal people will get mad at you.
属肉体的人的确会生你的气。
But guess what?
但你猜。会发生什么事？
Super spiritual people will get mad at you.
超级属灵人也会生你的气。
Everybody gets mad at you.
人人都会生你的气。
You're just trying to be a nice guy.
你就想做个好人而已。
No, you're trying to follow Christ.
你乃是在试图要跟随基督。
Now the reason why I'm ending on that.
我之所以要以这样结束。
Is because young people.
因为年轻人呢。
I look back on my life.
当我回顾我的一生呢。
And There's not a whole lot that I've said that I would change.
我所讲的道我不会改变很多。
But there is times that I would change the way I said it.
但有一些时候我讲话的方式也许我会改变一些。
Now don't worry, I'll still rebuke everybody and make them mad.
你放心好，我仍然会责备人，叫他们生气啊。
But that's not the goal of my life.
但这不是我生命的目的。
And you don't go after struggling Christians.
你不要追赶那些正在挣扎的基督徒，追杀他们。
You don't go after lost people who have not the Spirit.
你不要去追杀那些失落的人，他没有圣灵的人。
These times when you have to stand and boldly proclaim.
有些时候你必须。站稳立场，大胆的传讲。
It's usually with regard to religious hypocrisy.
通常在这样的情况是面对那些假冒伪善的人。
So be kind.
所以还是要温柔。
It is always a privilege for me to speak here.
我在这里传讲总是一个荣幸。
And I am hoping and praying that I will see you again in 2 months.
我盼望呢两个月后能够跟大家再见。
2 months from now,
两个月后呢,
we're going to start on the study of the love of God.
我们开始要查考的主题是神的爱。
And it makes me so sad.
这叫我很伤心。
Here's why.
为什么呢?
I already know I'm going to fail.
我知道我一定会失败，讲不好。
The love of God is so great.
神的爱是如此之伟大。
That sometimes it's kind of sad for a preacher to preach it.
有时候传道人要传讲的时候，心里头总是伤心。
Remember when you were a kid and you saw a sunset or something and you wanted to paint it?
你记得小的时候，你看到黄昏啊，美丽的东西，你想要把它画出来。
And it just looks like a paint bucket exploded on the paper. It doesn't.
你画出来就像那个彩笔爆炸了一样，画不出来。
That's what happens when you talk about the love of God.
当你想要讲论神的大爱的时候，这是心有余力不足。
It's impossible.
办不到。
Because it's so great.
因为他的爱实在太大。
It's so unconditional.
是何等的无条件。
It's so far beyond what any of us could ever imagine.
远远超越我们能够所想的。
You know the hardest thing you're ever going to have to do?
你知道你能够做的最难的一件事是什么吗?
The greatest act of faith you're ever going to have to perform.
你必须要行的最大的信心的行为行动。
It's to believe.
是相信。
That God loves you as much as he says he does.
神竟然按他所说的这样爱你。
As a matter of fact, I believe that when you get to heaven,
其实我相信啊，一旦你进了天堂，
you will not even then fully understand how much he loves you.
甚至到那个时候，你都不能够完全明白他的爱是何其之广。
But we will pass throughout eternity after eternity.
我们会一个永恒一个永恒的过去。
Trying to comprehend.
仍然在试图明白
the greatness of his love.
他的爱是何其的长阔高深。
And at the end of 1,000 eternities,
一千个永恒之后，到了终点，
we will not even have reached the foothills of his Mount Everest.
我们还没有到他的喜马拉雅山的大爱的山脚下。
Now that's good.
太好了。
That's a good thing.
这是一件美好的事。
Well, God bless you.
神祝福大家。
And I pray that the Lord will help you in these next 2 months.
我也祷告，求主在下面两个月会帮助大家。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this wonderful group of people.
父啊，为这一群美好的你的百姓，我们感恩。
So many different people here.
这里有这么多不同的人种。
So many different needs.
这不同的需要。
You know, O God.
主啊，你知道。
So please.
主啊，求你。
Help each one according to your wisdom.
按着你的智慧，帮助我们当中每一个人。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
Lord, I look at the older people here, and I pray that before they see you, that they will grow much more in grace.
主，看到我们当中的老年人，我为他们求，他们见你面之前，在恩典中不断的长进。
I pray for the young people here.
也为年轻人祷告。
Oh Lord, this world is so uncertain.
主，这个世界是何等的不稳定。
Oh Lord, be their refuge.
主，愿你做他们的避难所。
Be their high tower,
成为他们的高台，
in which they can run and be safe.
好叫他们能够奔入其中，
keep them from error,
保守他们不犯错误，
in all the strategies of the devil,
所有撒旦的诡计，保守他们。
Bless them with marriages that delight.
Yeah.祝福他们有美好的婚姻，喜乐的婚姻。
Bless them with children.
也赐给他们好的儿女。
That delight.
能够带来欢喜。
Make them bountiful, Lord.
让他们多结果子。
Full of fruit.
让他们丰丰富富。
Purify the desires of their heart.
让他们的欲望都被你洁净。
And then give them the desires of their heart.
也让他们心所愿的得以成全。
Oh Lord, I long one day in heaven.
何等渴望有一天在天上。
To sit under a vine with each of my brothers and sisters here.
坐在葡萄树下跟我的每一个弟兄姊妹在一起。
And to talk for 10,000 years about the great things you have done.
我们谈论上千万年你为我们成就的大事。
Thank you for that hope.
为着这个指望，我们感恩。
Thank you for your Son through whom it comes.
为着你的儿子来拯救我们，感谢。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.